Welcome back to the podcast.
Yes, hello everybody.
Hi. Hope everyone's having a good time, whatever time zone and time of day you are experiencing this podcast on. I hope you are having a good time.
Yeah, it's a nice crisp day in Florida.
Yeah, and it's cold as balls in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I'm going to preface for those who watch us, I'm going to try and look at the camera more because my camera, just preface, complete sidebar real quick. We're going right into it. My monitor is raised kind of high up. And so if I look at my monitor, this is what I look like. I'm looking right here. And if I look right, cool. Camera's down here. So I want to see how this works. If I look, maybe it'll feel more intimate. Maybe you'll feel more inclined to listen. I don't know. But I'm gonna try and look at the camera more, see if that helps at all. Because I feel like when you're on a phone, you can just look at the phone and it still looks like you're looking at the camera. Anyways, we have a couple of things that we want to talk about today. You said you wanted me to go first, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I made a video on one of my TikTok accounts. I don't think I posted it. I did post it yet already. The EU has made the world's first AI rule book. They made a set of laws to start regulating AI. And it's, in my opinion, fantastic.
Peter, let me interrupt. Tell them what EU is and what AI is, just for some listeners who don't know.
The EU is the European Union, and AI is artificial intelligence.
Correct.
And sorry, I'm pulling up the link so that I can discuss it. Let's preface it first. The AI boom that happened over the past, I'd say, 2.5 years, right? 2021, obviously AI has been around for a bit, and to varying degrees, we've had AI in softwares to a lesser degree, or a prototype AI or a lesser AI, whatever you want to call it. 2021 was the boom for ChatGPT, OpenAI, the company OpenAI, and real active AI work. Cool. Since then, we have propelled ourselves into technological future at Mach 7. We went from, in 2 years, having basic text conversations that is basically a glorified Google search, a glorified resume writer that can do basic functions like Microsoft Word, Excel, reword your resume for you, and help you Boolean search a little better. To today, where you can type in a sentence and the AI can produce a 10-second video that to, I would argue, 50% of the world minimum won't know is AI. 2 years. Insane. They're out of nothing. One sentence. You write a sentence and you get a entire video. I was just talking about this. Sora AI. That's the video that we were talking. We made an episode about this. I think it's 2 episodes back. Might be 3.
Yeah, we said Elon Musk said he was afraid of AI.
Yeah, remember? Elon Musk says he's afraid of AI, but that's probably just because he can't enslave robots. He wants to enslave people and have them work for him for pennies. He can't control robots per se. So
not yet.
So the technological advancements that we have made in AI is intense, and it's cool, but it's also very concerning and very scary because pictures have always, people have been able to edit pictures for decades, and it was always considered video was the final frontier of video and audio, excuse me, were the final frontiers for proof, right? If I took a video of a cop hitting someone, or if I took a video of some guy robbing a bank, that was proof that they did it. And now that we have AI, that proof is very quickly becoming debunked, because we are able to create AI that, to a 75-year-old judge, he's going to go, yep, that looks real to me.
Yeah.
So it's concerning. It's concerning, and it's important that we regulate this, because otherwise it will run amok. So to get into the article, to the act, it's called the AI Act. The EU came together and made the world's first set of laws. The way it works is they will, they plan to set it on a risk-based
platform,
system, platform, whatever you want to call it. So like, and it, depending on the AI software, it depends on how risky it is. And depending on the level of risk, depends on the level of scrutiny that it will go under. So for example, AI that will be used for filtering spam emails, doing Excel work or Microsoft Word, like simple administrative tasks, low risk, absolutely low risk. It will still have guardrails and guidelines, but it won't need intense attention. Something like medical devices, right? Because we're getting into technology where you can use AI to identify cancer cells, right? That's technology that's being used and tested right now on people. Is AI is able to take a CT scan or some type of or an MRI scan. I don't know which one it is, but you take a scan and you take some not DNA. You take some information from the human's body, and the AI is able to predict and identify tumorous cells before they become cancerous. Those require intense scrutiny, because if we're going to claim that this software can identify cancer cells and it gets it wrong, who are we suing? Who because why did I spend $5,000 for this AI to wrongly identify cancer cells when I could have just waited a month and the doctors could have found it? So things like that, things like water and electrical infrastructure, if you put AI in there so that it just streamlines and makes the process easier, but it's also a critical point in our water and electrical infrastructure, that requires intense scrutiny and hypervigilance on how it's implemented and what it accesses. So there's different levels to it. They also have a tier that's basically the black zone, the red zone, the no-fly zone, where it's certain softwares are deemed unacceptable, never going to be acceptable, completely banned. And those involve things like facial recognition for cops, biometric IDing for cops, right? So that they don't have just start attaching AI cameras to their cars, or cameras to their cars with AI software that can just start collecting data on every person they pull over. Social scoring systems, like they do, I believe it's in China, or is that Japan? One of the Asian countries has a social scoring system, and they are not going to allow that to come to the EU, because social scoring systems can become very, very problematic and very bad very quickly. And other forms of emotional predictive policing, right? So anything that has to do with policing the emotions and how we are and how we act, those types of things are banned.
Yeah, I wonder, when you had mentioned about a 75-year-old judge, AI might do away with the judges altogether.
I think there's going to be a good chunk of time before we pull out judges from where we switch judges from AI, if I'm being honest, because currently the judges, like Supreme Court, are part, at least in America, are in part how we get certain things to be allowed. So I don't necessarily think they're going to participate in their own demise, right? It's sort of going to be a slow roll, a slow fight to bring them out. At the same time, you could argue a lot of these things, almost everything in the court of law could be replaced. Lawyers. Why would we have a lawyer? Why not just have ChatGPT that can access the internet and all files, and you don't have to sit and prep for your trial for 2 weeks. You can
juries.
Yeah, you don't even need a jury. No jury duty. None of that, because you can just have AI do it. And so, but again, something like that would require intense level of scrutiny, because if this is a court case where someone's on trial for murder and the AI sees him as not guilty when the evidence is absolutely clear that he's guilty, they just let a murderer go, or vice versa. Guy's innocent, yeah. clearly proven innocent. It, like, three alibis, information proven, he was at work and he wasn't in Chicago, and they send him to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So, and also having these systems under checks and balances so that they don't go rogue, they don't get hacked, you know, because again, same thing, same with prisons, right? You could have AI in prisons. You could have the systems revamped with AI software so that certain, like the doors open, or instead of having so many cops, they can just have like robots, whatever. There's a lot of stuff that we are on the precipice of experiencing when it comes to AI. And I think it's extremely important that we start to regulate it. When it comes to the regulations themselves, I haven't fully read them. I don't know the extent of them. What I like about it is that they recognize that this is simply just the foundation. This is the groundwork. Someone had to do it. Someone had to roll their sleeves up. They know that other countries are going to take from them, or at least sweep some of what they've done. And they also know that they're going to build off of this. They're bound to run into, okay, we need to be more specific. Oh, we need more details, whatever. But I think it's a very important step that a lot of other countries just haven't put any energy into. Like, I know in America, Biden ran some sweeping AI bill in 2023. I think it was in October. And it's pretty garbage. It's basically just that all AI systems have to allow the transfer of data to the government. So it's basically just a spying tool. They just want the AI softwares to be able to hand over all their data.
Big That's brother.
It. Yeah, it's just more spying. It's more data transfer for the government to keep tabs on people. They're not actually regulating anything. But with the EU, it seems that they actually care about people somewhat, kind of, because a lot of governments are a problem. But
you know, all of this is politically motivated. You can get things done if you can have the political parties work to get it done. If they are, you know, they don't want to, then it won't get done.
Well, of course, everything is always absolutely politically motivated. I mean, I'll keep this little sidebar short, but you brought that up. It's important. The TikTok ban, right? U.S. government, 85% agreed on banning TikTok because of what? Data that's being stolen and given to China. That's why 86%, they can't agree on healthcare. They can't agree on taxes. They can't agree on the housing crisis. They can't agree on the food issues. They can't agree on student loans. They can't agree on a ceasefire. They can't agree on anything. The last time that they had that level of approval was when they had a 92% agreeing rate, a 92% agreement to recognize Israel as a state. That's the last time in the recent times that they that both Democrats and Republicans mutually got together and said, you know what? Let's stop fighting on this topic. It's not about data. Facebook was caught a year ago, year and a half ago, literally caught, guilty, proven in Congress, in court, selling our data. And nothing happened to him.
You know, in accounting, which I hate accounting. You know, even though I have a master's in business, I always hated accounting. They had a saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
And that would be the same thing with AI. Whoever puts the information in, and AI then further develops that information, will basically have the road for what AI is going to follow. So
yes and no, though, because sadly, a lot of AI is being trained on stolen work. Sadly, when it comes to generative AI, right? Text, image, and video. Most of that is being generated off of illegally. The AI software is scouring the internet and just taking information for free, because it's the same way that, like, I can Google the word pictures of golden doodles, the dog, right?
Yeah.
And I can get thousands of images, and I can save those pictures and put them on a flash drive, and I can look at them for the rest of my life, and no one's going to come touch me, come get me, whatever. That's what the AI is doing. It's scouring the internet, or it's just being provided with images that I can find on Google and texts and articles that are out in the public. And it's training off of that data illegally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in theory, yes, garbage in, garbage out, but at the velocity and the capacity that it is training, there's so much that is good. There's good in the sense of, like, high quality. There's so much quality out there that even with all the garbage, the quality will still work as guidelines if the AI is trained properly. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, what's scary is something we just discussed. People don't care. The majority of people just don't care.
Well, I think I'll reiterate what I said to that response, which is I think people don't care enough. Because I think there's plenty of people who care. There's tons of people who yell into the void on a podcast or a social media post or to their family and friends. And it does nothing because it's one person yelling into the void.
Yeah.
It's the act of getting together, organizing, and actually putting effort in, and also being able to risk it, right? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's a lot of people on one side, there's a lot of people who want to protest, and they think they're going to be able to go out there with a sign, yell some words, and then go home and not expect police to just get violent for whatever reason, or a riot to start, or for people to get hurt. And it's not guaranteed. Not every protest is a violent one. Not every protest has cops being violent or people being violent or fires being started, but it's a possibility.
How did people in the EU accept this?
What, the act?
Yeah.
Are you talking about how did people in Europe accept it, or how did people in the EU, like the congressional members?
Congressional members.
I presume it was fine. To my knowledge, I don't think there was any information on, like, their individual opinions. Given that it passed as an act, makes me believe that for the most part they want it.
Would you want it?
To start a foundational set of regulations for AI? Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because I think AI is already running quite rampant in ways that are problematic. I don't mind innovation. I'm happy and I'm excited for innovation and advancements. I don't mind if AI replaces things like retail workers or food workers or lawyers or judges, so long as there's a plan to implement the well-being of the people who will get displaced. Whatever that means, if we have to reinvent society around AI so that people don't have to work or people do work, but they do different work, whatever. But what I'm not here for is get AI in as quickly as possible, and we'll figure out what to do with these people afterwards, which really means I'm going to let someone else handle that work.
I guess I can be called a Trekkie who doesn't go to any of these, Trekkie things, but I've seen practically every episode of every Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And Data was an AI.
Yeah.
And one thing Data didn't have was emotion.
Yeah.
And when you talk about AI being able to write a book or AI being able to make a move, a film,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how contrarian I would be, because I want that emotion. I mean, if
this is an interesting thing you bring up, because it's actually, I love it. I'm happy you brought it up, because it's actually the one of the at least one of my sort of top or more favorite or more enjoyable arguments to bring up when it comes to artists and creatives. That's exactly right. They're machines. They can learn as much as possible, but they can't replace human emotion. They can replace knowledge. They can replace expertise in a law firm. They cannot replace human emotions. And that's what all creative platforms are about. That's what all forms of creativity is about. When you make a film, there's emotion, there's energy, there's passion in there that comes from what I would argue is your soul, if you believe in that, or your consciousness or your being. And I don't believe that AI can achieve that. I think they can get astronomically close. I think they will at some point be able to get real close. I don't think they will ever be able to achieve it. The same way that, we train a dog, right? And the dog, you can have an unspoken language with a dog that is purely emotional. I don't think you'll ever achieve that with a robot. It doesn't matter how much you train it. Maybe like impossible, like a hyper theoretical future where we're 1,000 years later and AI has developed basically into its own race of existing beings. Then maybe you can have an argument about it being as close to humans as possible, because we've been able to quantify the capacity of the brain as in terms of like how much storage it has. And it's like some stupid, crazy large, like pentera bytes or whatever, like millions of space, like gigabytes worth of space. Maybe eventually if AI gets to that point, then you can classify them as a separate species or a different type of existence.
At the end of one of the Star Trek episodes, Data, who is the most advanced AI, developed emotion.
Yeah.
He finally learned it.
Yeah, you see that in a lot of, I've seen that over the years in a lot of shows and games. You'll have some sort of AI robot that experiences emotions for the first time. And so that's why I would say, arguably, maybe in the future, you could make an argument that they would develop into that. But to swing it back to what you were saying, most art, if not all art, is human. It's human. And we see it right now, right? There, a lot of AI art falls under what's called the uncanny valley, which is some indescribable feeling that humans can pick up on when looking at certain things, and they can tell that it's not human, whether it's made by AI or it's just not human, right? Like, you can watch, if you watch a movie and you see some CGI that feels out of place or looks really close, but like something in you's like, there's something about it. I don't know. That's the uncanny valley.
AI could never, ever write The Notebook, do the movie The Notebook.
Well, I think it depends. I think it depends.
I mean, they could do it, but not get the result.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what we may think, right? Like, this is all theory speculation. We don't know, but that's what we would like to believe. But to bring it back, there's a lot it can replace, and there's a lot that it can fool. Right now, it's still in its infancy stage. It's still in its embryonic stage, if we're being honest. Like, the stuff that it's doing now is nothing, nothing compared to what it's going to do. And
what you said in the beginning, though, is the dangerous part, where AI can produce a robbery or a murder or something like that, and change and create a problem for people.
Yeah, you would think that the U.S. Congress would love to make a very important bill that they could mutually agree upon to regulate AI for the upcoming election, because, you know, misinformation is at an all-time high, and Facebook, one of the preliminary sources of news and information for anyone over the age of 40, is riddled with AI, and they are convinced that it's real work. It's my favorite thing to do in my pastime is go on Facebook and find an AI photo. And if you look at the comments, everyone over the age of like 45 is in those comments going, wow, this is gorgeous. Wow, you hand painted this yourself. It's like watching flies go to honey. It's like watching a robot react exactly how you expect it. That, like, that's where the term the youth call bots or NPCs, that's what that is. People who are lacking the self-awareness or the critical thinking skills to realize what's going on. And when you go in the comments and you're expecting, like for example, there's one I saw was funny. It's an AI photo of Jesus in like knee-deep mud, wearing like an American robe, like it's a robe, but it's patterned like the American flag. And he's holding like three African children, saving them from like a quicksand or mud or something. It looks AI. It looks AI. It looks fake. He's got six fingers on one hand. His other hand is meshed into the child. Like, it doesn't, it's not real. People in the comments, amen. Oh, what a lovely picture. I love whoever painted this. Whoever designed this is gorgeous, is amazing. Exactly what you'd expect. Like, that's the type of thing you expect from like a computer or a robot, someone who's trying to fake the comments. It's hilarious. Hilarious. But my point is you would think that the US would want to regulate AI and stop the misinformation so that they can get the right candidate in office. But instead they want to ban China. China's ByteDance TikTok app.
Yeah, here's something ridiculous to think about. Maybe we are some other dimensions, AI.
I mean, you could argue that if we are some type of a different form of AI, in the sense of not mechanical, but more like a biomechanical type being that evolved, you know what I mean? Like the same way that we can train rats, or like we can work with mushrooms or fungus, I should say, to make structures, right? Or to grow in certain patterns. Maybe someone developed us into a sentient being through bacteria.
Could be.
That's a possibility. But anyways, the whole thing, just AI is This was one of the things I wanted to bring up that I forgot about earlier. One of my favorite things about it, which I also think is very important, is AI takes an immense amount of computing power. Because, like, think about it, right? If I, whatever you want to quantify it as, if I were to turn my computer on, go onto Google, type in something, search it, and then get off, and then formulate the result or the answer in my head, the time I've spent on that computer is a certain degree of energy, electricity, and computing power. Cool. Now, do that 1,000 times, a thousand times over, all in one moment. That's what AI does. If I go on Perplexity AI, which is basically Google, but AI, and I type something in, it will present me with 6 links to different websites. And it will synthesize those links into a paragraph. And then I can click those links to go to the websites. And it did all of that in about 12 seconds. It scoured the internet for what I had put in the quarry, synthesized it, and found the websites.
Interesting.
All in 12 seconds. What that had just done would have taken me, depending on the topic, 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the topic.
Wow.
And it did it in 12 seconds. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of computing power. And that energy has to be made somewhere, somehow. Someone has to produce that for that software to be able to do that. So what the EU has also added in their EU Act, in their AI Act, is you have to be transparent with how much what's called gas is used for your software, for whatever AI you use. So whatever AI is implemented into your business or your whatever, you have to, as part of transparent information, present how much energy it uses, because the EU is very, or attempts to be, eco-friendly, climate change forward, and so forth, unlike America. And so it's important that they're, that you're transparent with how much it uses, so that you don't kill off the planet by sucking all this energy. And it would also allow for regulation, because if you have a business, right, with this AI software, and similar businesses with similar AI software use, I'm going to throw an arbitrary number just for understanding, similar businesses use that similar AI software, and it uses 25 energy points per month. If they see that yours is using 130 energy points per month, they're going to want to know why. They're going to figure out why, because are you using that AI to farm Bitcoin and all this other crap, but you're using it for your business? Are you using something improperly that can be modified to be better for the environment? Oh, you know, it's weird to think of digital things as pollution, right? Because it's on the internet. It's not gas that comes out of your car. It's not fumes. It's not CO2 from cow. You know, it's not methane from cows. People don't always conceptualize it, but it's important to recognize that even stuff on the internet costs energy. It costs some type of pollution to get out there.
Yeah. You know what another thing that bothers me is, I like any kind of advancement that's good for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the average person will not be able to afford AI at a great degree. You would have to probably have a lot of money to utilize a high degree of AI. I'm not talking about Alexa or Siri. You know, I'm talking about like what I saw last week, I think.
Oh, that talking robot thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's progress, right? That's a self-sentient AI bot that will probably, once it's developed, will just be mass produced by a company. Walmart will stop making department store or stores, and they'll just start making AI robots. And you'll have to buy your Walmart branded AI robot to put in your house that absolutely will never be hacked and won't kill you.
I don't think that they'll have enough money to do that. And most people, I mean,
I think are struggling
to buy water.
Yeah, well, right now, absolutely. I think, assuming we don't nuke the world because we're a bunch of dumbasses. Assuming that doesn't happen and we actually develop as a society and stop with the garbage forms of politics and people actually end up having better lives. I can understand it. We see so many movies of like personal robots in your house. Cool. I would see it closer to something like the way you buy a fridge. You know what I mean? It's an expense, but you'll never have to clean your house, cook, or do maintenance because it'll do all of that for you. So,
I could see a wife saying to a husband, argue with the robot, leave me alone. I got a headache, you know.
The wife, you know, picking the pool boy robot.
Well, let's not pick on the wife, but let's just say, or the husband
picking out the nice model, you know, nice female one. She can fit into the small corners of the house. I'm happy with the fact that someone took the step, someone participated. Right. The EU put forward a act that will lay the groundwork and will give the green light for other people and companies and places to start participating. Because I know China, Brazil, and I believe Australia are in the works of drafting their own AI acts. So,
a lot of countries will be making a lot of changes that will be affecting us, not just with AI, but monetarily and things like that. So we will see. We'll see.
You
know. So very nice, Peter. I like that topic you just brought up.
Thank you. Did you want to go into yours or did you want to leave this one as is?
I think we'll leave this as is. Because I think that you hit the mark, and I find it very interesting. I hope other people do also.
Yeah. Last thing I will say is AI art is stolen art. Don't support AI art. It's not good. It puts people out of business. It puts actual artists. Well, no, I think certain forms of AI can be helpful. But I think AI art until there are licensing fees that go out for artists, right? License the art to the AI to learn and train so that the artist can still get paid. Till something like that occurs, all that art is stolen and infringed upon. And then people buy AI art. So don't support AI art.
Yeah, AI can do a lot of things. They could sing, they could write. They can paint. They can make films.
Still can't go to bed with you, though.
You never know.
So, all right. We'll see you in the next one.
Everybody, peace be well. Out. Peace out.
Bye.